now doing that where you can participate and watch the ongoing teaching there. For those of you particularly that are visually oriented, you're going to want to take advantage of that right there on our website, saveus.org. Now, get your copy of Window to the Womb. Now, here's what's interesting. I want to get back, Sherry, to this matter of the African-American community, because while the black community in this country comprises only about 12% of the populace now, the actual percentage of abortions is far, far greater. In fact, it's 3 to 4 times the rate of abortion in the white community, for instance, or in the Latino community. And I have in front of me an article, Black History Month, back in 2007. Lily Epps, she is a black woman, and she is saying that 94% of abortion clinics are located in metropolitan areas, with 7 out of 10 of them located in minority neighborhoods. Only 2% of pregnancy resource centers are located in those same areas. Abortion data on African-American women paints a startling picture, she says. First, African-American women make up 13%, actually it's 12% now, of the female population, but account for 36% of all abortions. 3 times as many black babies are aborted as white ones, a ratio that has grown by 50% over the past 15 years. And this isn't being driven by poverty, it's being driven by black pastors. And that is what just rips my heart out, that in the name of freedom and prosperity, that pastors within the black community would direct their people to Planned Parenthood to have their babies made in the image of God stripped out as if they are nothing but animals. Sherry, it is just an atrocity.
It is, and that has been their agenda. If you go back to the history of Planned Parenthood, their agenda has been to target minorities, to reduce the population control of minorities, and that is what has been going on, and it's disgusting, like you said, that black pastors have fallen for this lie.
Thank you so much for your passion and for your ministry, Sherry. Friend, get a copy of this DVD, Window to the Womb, your gift of $30 or more to Save America Ministries, will put it in your hands. Remember, that's a $10 discount from the retail price on this. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get on our website, saveus.org. And I want to urge you to become a partner with us. Day after day, we're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Let there be life.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Jack Kreuzmeyer. Viewpoint is a...
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And we just listened to the news, heard the comment that this WikiLeak had put out some 70,000 pages of classified documents, of government documents, Pentagon documents, and among them there was the admission that the Pakistani Intelligence Unit, that's the ISI, was funding Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. These are the people who are killing American boys. Well, of course, the Pakistan military intelligence said, why, of course, we wouldn't do that. But how many of you honestly think in the audience that if they were really funding the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, that they would come forward and say, sure, we've been funding Al-Qaeda and Taliban. The people are killing your boys. Of course we've been doing it. Now we've been caught, and You know they're going to deny that, but we've been telling you this for a long time. The ISI, Pakistan Military Intelligence, has been funding Al-Qaeda and the Taliban that are killing American boys, and we're funding, the CIA is funding the ISI. Go up on the internet, you'll find all sorts of references to it. I've got a dozen references out of even the New York Times talking about, it's a well-known fact that the Pakistani Military Intelligence, ISI, is funding the very people who are killing our boys. It's just like Vietnam, where we funded the Russians, who funded the North Vietnamese, who funded the Viet Cong, who killed our boys. We create the best enemies money could buy, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing as it appears to be. Well, we've got a special guest this evening. It's Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. And we're going to be talking about one of the most interesting things that has come up for a long period of time. Now, Bob has been talking about how are we going to be able to tell whether we're going to have inflation or deflation. If the government doesn't put a great deal of additional funding into the economy, where the whole thing is going to collapse, certainly people are losing their jobs, more people are losing their jobs every single month. More people are losing their homes all the time, and you can't get a recovery this way, especially because the Federal Reserve System, contrary to everything you've been told, the Federal Reserve has been paying banks not to lend money. Well, that's not what you're hearing. President Obama says if we could just get the banks lending money. Of course, President Obama says what he's supposed to say. The last thing they want is for the American people to learn that since October of 2008, the Federal Reserve, for the first time in history, has been paying banks for the money that is deposited with the Federal Reserve System as part of the fractional reserve banking system. And, of course, when the banks lend money, or they lend money to the Fed, they deposit it with the Fed, then there's no money for the banks to be lending out to small businesses and then to individuals who want to get out loans. So we've been paying the banks not to lend money, but we couldn't let the American people know that. But now that has changed, and if I can just get our producer to put Bob... Oh, okay, fine. Well, let's see. I'm going to have to... you're going to have to call the engineer. You're going to have to call the engineer and get him to... so we can hook our Bob. We're having a little trouble. We've got a new phone system in here. And so we're going to get our engineer out here and so we can get the phone system working properly. But anyway, of course, the exciting thing is that the Federal Reserve has suddenly announced that it is not going to pay the banks money to deposit their money with them. So the banks are going to be left with a position. They're either going to keep the money. There we are. Okay, we've got Bob, or certainly, let's go right ahead. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Well, pretty good. I guess your new system is a little new.
It's a little new, but now our producers have been fully acquainted with this. Everything's going to go fine. So anyway...
that's that big boom that I heard.
Right. Under any circumstances, I really want to, when we get back, we're going to talk to our listeners about this momentous information that nobody's talking about. Well, Bob, you go ahead and pick up the story.
Well, they made an inference that that's what they were going to do. They did say that they were going to stop paying interest, but they didn't infer what would happen after that. And what you have to do is you have to back into the results of that. And so what are they going to do? Well, here's the banks sitting on all this money. They borrowed it from the Fed. They're getting it at zero or close to interest rates. They were getting probably around 2.5%. That's another state secret, incidentally. They don't tell you what they were receiving. And so now the banks are sitting with this money that they borrowed, or will be, I think, from what I've gleaned. And so the next step is we've been lending almost exclusively to AAA and AA borrowers. I guess maybe we have to start lending to middle-tier companies and small businesses, the companies that just happen to create about 70% of the jobs in the country. And so I think that's probably the intent of the Fed, is to take this money out of its, we'll call it, sanctuary, and use it for loans. Well, those loans, in turn, I would think, would create jobs. That would help the economy. And in the face of the fact that Congress is not in a mood to start another stimulus plan, in fact, they had to pull teeth in order to get, in the second vote, a extension of the unemployment benefits, which I understand are about $34 billion. So that was kind of like a small stimulus plan, you might say, but, you know, it's a drop in the bucket for these people. And so the banks have the money, they're loaded with it. Corporations are loaded with money as well. And so I think the intent is for you banks to start lending, and maybe you should start buying some treasuries with the money that we at the Federal Reserve created out of thin air.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Bob Chapman from the International Forecast. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Bob Chapman. And Bob is saying that now the banks have been, the Federal Reserve has inferred that it is no longer going to be paying interest to the banks that deposit their money with the Federal Reserve System. Now, what that does, when the Federal Reserve was paying interest on the money that was deposited with them, was to take this money out of circulation. The whole banking system is built upon a credit, upon a multiplier. For every $1 you have to loan out, for every $1 you have on deposit, well, you can loan out $9. Some of the banks can actually lend out as much as $40. In other words, they just don't have a 9-to-1 increment. They have a 40-to-1 increment. And they can massively increase the amount of credit which is out there, which is looked upon, as most people, as money, is not actual money. It's all imaginary money. It's make-believe. But what Bob is saying is that if they stop paying interest, the Fed stops paying interest, the banks then will hopefully begin lending the money. As the banks lend the money, why, of course, you'll begin to expand the amount of credit that's out there. They're trying to kickstart, for the first time, it's been almost 2 years now, they've been paying interest on the money deposited with the Fed. Now they're going to try to kickstart the economy because they can't get any money out of Congress. Bob was pointing out that certainly they had a terrible time actually getting the $34 billion to extend the unemployment benefits, and they're not going to be able to get the $100 or $200 billion or $500 billion for another stimulus bill. So this was the only way they could really kickstart the economy. Would that be a fair estimate, Bob?
Right, and it's sort of like subterfuge, because I don't think that most people really realize how this works. Maybe there's some PhDs and master's graduates who would understand this sort of thing, and I'm sure the sharpest people in Washington know, in Wall Street, know all about it. But it's a process of taking money from the Fed, loaning it to the banks. The banks loan it back to the Fed, and the Fed paid them interest. So the interest is not going to come anymore from what the Fed said. And so the inference is this is going to be the beginning of quantitative easing again, which is the creation of money and credit. So I went through how they probably would spend the money, and that would be to continue to lend to AAA and AA borrowers, middle-sized and small corporations, to get employment rolling again. And then also I think it's the intention of the Fed to have these banks buy U.S. treasuries and agencies of paper issued by the government entities Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Ginnie Mae, FHA. And so that would serve a multiple purpose. Now, the important thing here is if this all happens, which I believe it will, is what they call sterilization. When the money was sitting with the banks that was redeposited to the Fed, the money had been created, but it hadn't gone out and worked in the public to any extent, whether it was buying treasuries or lending it or using it for projects and so on and so forth. This is going to, in part at least, and probably in total, force the banks to spend the money, lend it. And that is a process called monetization. And when that begins in a large way, and I think the first year or so, they and the Fed will probably together, along with the fiscal deficit, contribute about $2.5 trillion into the economy for 2 years running. And that'll take the game of Wall Street, the administration, the Fed and its owners, which are in part Wall Street and banking, beyond the second election, which is 2.25 years from now. And I think that's the intent behind all of this. And what they're going to do, if they do this, is delay the reckoning, so to speak, by having created all this money to go into the economy to keep it from going down. And you're not going to see any great growth. You might see 2 or 3 or 4%. And last time, the creation was an average around 3 to 3.5%. And increase in GDP, and it'll probably be the same this time, because the drag created by asset devaluation is tremendous, and so a part of this monetization will offset the diminution of the value for the most part, fixed assets. And the rest of it will cause inflation. How much? Over the next couple of years, I would say it could easily get up to 14.5% where it was 2.5 years ago, and where it was in 1980, incidentally.
Well, now, do you anticipate
inflation? Yes, it is.
Well,
could go a lot higher, too, but I'm being conservative.
Well, now, is it going to come on right away, or is it going to be 6 months to a year before we really begin to see the effects of the inflation?
I would say it'll start to show up in probably 3 or 4 months. Normally, that kind of injection takes longer, but the money's already in place. All they have to do is start lending it, and so it'll happen more quickly. Sometimes the injection of capital, especially through the repo market, takes a year and a half to show up, so to speak. But I think that the nature of what's going on, it'll show up much more quickly because the economy is fading. You know, CNBC's telling us, well, all of the recipients haven't spent all the money that they were allowed under the stimulus plan. And that may be true, but I don't think so. I think most all of it's been spent. And so they need an injection, and I think it'll begin in September, October, but I don't think it's going to be powerful enough to be of any help to Wall Street banking and Washington during this coming election, which I think they've already thought or said is going to be disastrous from their point of view, because everybody that they're paying off, a lot of those people are going to lose their jobs. The incumbents are going to get defeated. And that means they'll have to make a new investment and new people to buy them off. It's a whole criminal syndicate is what it is. And it's totally out of control. I mean, the arrogance and the fronting and the carefree way in which they do these things, manipulate the stock market, the bond market, the commodity market. I mean, the bond market is totally sinful. I mean, it's obvious what they're doing. They're keeping interest rates down in the zero area indefinitely. And how are they doing that? They have to be creating more paper to do it. It's the only way they can do it.
Well, now, what should we watch for?
So the ability to have much higher inflation is certainly there.
All right. Now, what should we watch for as the signs of inflation? Will we look at the T-bond yield? Will we look at the price of gold or commodities? Or what will be the indications of inflation coming?
Well, I think the strongest one will be the price of gold and silver. And they're having a devilish time trying to keep them down. There is, in part of the legislation that recently was passed, the ability of the CFTC to now go into and question the concentration of naked short positions in the silver market. And we already know through testimony, which the Justice Department is investigating, and if you think they're going to bring charges against J.P. Morgan Chase, I get a bridge for you to sell to you that connects Manhattan with Brooklyn. And so nothing's going to happen there because, you know, they own everything. And so the CFTC, if they follow the law, will have to break up the concentration because they already have evidence that Morgan is rigging the market. And they have personal testimony.
Now, that is the silver market you're speaking of.
No, it's the silver market.
Right.
And so they've got to do something. So Morgan's going to have to get out of position. And so what I think they'll do is they'll probably fine them, and they'll say, well, we didn't do what we wanted to do that because we wanted to do it. We did it because the U.S. government told us to. And, of course, they're the ones who have given the government the orders in the first place. That is Morgan. And what I think they'll do is they'll give them a year and a half or two, to unwind their positions. This is the way it will work. And this proves to you again that what you're seeing in Washington and in Wall Street is a massive, massive criminal syndicate. It's incredible. If the American public ever knew what's being done, they just wouldn't believe it. It is too vast and too bad and too wicked for them to say that this could really happen in America.
Well, if people really understood that a few major banks really control the government and they tell the government what to do. Of course, this is all part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. They tie into the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers. Just a very select few really are directing what's going on. But this is what Mr. Walther warned about 110 years ago in the book, The Coming Battle. And, of course, certainly Andrew Jackson talked about this in his farewell address. If you haven't read my analysis, prophetic warning, basically it's available from Radio Liberty. My analysis of Andrew Jackson's farewell address, he saw it coming just like today. Well, Bob, certainly, what's happening over in Europe? Are they getting things under control there at the present time? My understanding that certainly Greece and some of the other countries over there, Spain, are...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Who actually mediated the stress test? Why, the banks themselves. And, of course, if they failed, they stand to lose everything. They could be taken over, certainly by the banking authorities. So, basically, according to Bob, why maybe some of the people over there are saying 50 or 60 of the banks failed. So, we don't know. The whole thing is a cover-up. It's all about protecting the banks so they can continue to rape and pillage the people. And they can create money out of nothing, lend it, and then if you can't pay the money back, they can take your property. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, it's like a big TARP program. The countries will sell everything that they have for a pittance and give it to the bankers and those associated with them in the Illuminati. And the public of those countries pay all of those bills, ultimately. And so, the big losers are the people.
And so basically,
and what's worse is it's a set up deal. I mean, I made a call on it when it was happening, and nobody realized what they were up to. And what tipped me off was last October and November, Morgan, Goldman, Citigroup, etc., the whole gang, starting going long the dollar in particular. I'm saying to myself, why would they do that? And then I saw them starting to short the euro. And I said, something's up. But I didn't know what it was. And everybody in Europe who knew anything about economics knew that that group was in serious trouble, the five countries. And they knew that Greece had been a basket case for years. And so they decided to pull the plug. And I think one of the reasons was to continue to try to keep the dollar as the world reserve currency and not allow the SDR or anything like it to replace it. And so this was a big gamble on the part of the New York bankers. And I think it's going to end badly, because what's happened, the dollar ran from 74 in the USDX, which is an index called a dollar index, where you compare six major currencies with the dollar. And it went from 74 to 89, and now it's back down to 82. Now, the reason that's so important, the correction back from 89, the importance is that if you look at a long-term chart, you'll see that the most ominous of all technical formations has taken place, and it's called a head and shoulders. And it's already broken down out of the head and shoulders. And the next stop, I guess, is 74. And so what they did was they probably ran it up, sold their long position, covered their short around 120 or so, and now the dollar's going to come back down, and the euro, as you've seen, has already rallied from 118.75 up to approximately 130. And there'll be rallies in between for the dollar, but the amount of money that's been made is incalculable. It'll probably start showing up in the third quarter. Their second quarter earnings, the group of them, wasn't very good. As the first quarter, it was extremely good. And in the third quarter, I think what's going to happen is that their earnings are going to boom again, because it's going to become evident that trading in the dollar and in the euro has been unbelievably profitable. But this is the kind of thing that happens when you have a privately owned bank, which is now a financial dictatorship in the United States.
This being now the Federal Reserve System, the privately owned central bank, owned by the banks, and their job is to regulate the banks. Well, how can you have a bank that's owned by the banks regulating the banks? It's listed like, letting the vampire in charge of the blood bank, he's certainly not going to be very impartial. And the real problem we have, ladies and gentlemen, is we have a banking system. And the banks lend money to countries. They create the money out of nothing. They charge the country interest. The people have to put all their money, so much of the money that they pay in taxes, goes back to the banks. This is how we've enslaved countries all throughout the world. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Well, the economy then in Germany and some of the northern European countries is really pretty good now. What about Hungary? What's happening over there?
Well, Hungary's has got a bad problem, but all of Eastern Europe has, in varying degrees, so to speak. And they're all going to go bankrupt unless they're bailed out. And if they're bailed out, they'll be part of the depression that lasts for years. In order to implement world government, the Illuminus, the Brotherhood of Darkness, has to bring people to their knees financially and economically. And Stan and I agree in this, and we discussed it many times on the program. And so they're just another falling domino. Hungary is in tough shape. Romania, Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania, the Ukraine, Poland is dicey, Germany is relatively okay, France is worse off, Holland, and it goes on and on. England is bankrupt. The United States is bankrupt. And you see, the box that they're into is that if they don't inflate, then they lose control. Then we have deflationary depression. So no matter what the Europeans think, the United States is going to lead the way by reliquefying their economy and others. And, I mean, can you believe that we're supposed to believe that England just bought a pile of U.S. treasuries, $170 billion worth? I mean, here's a country that had to take over its banks because they were bankrupt. And, I mean, where did they find such money? They couldn't have, unless the Federal Reserve lent them the money to go in the market to buy the treasuries, because the Chinese just sold 32 point something billion. The Chinese are sick of the game. Whether they'll continue to do that, I don't know. But this is the kind of thing you see going on. I mean, you have to be an imbecile to think that England has $170 billion to pop into the U.S. Treasury market. And then, and there's one section of the...
Martin, you're going to have to hold that. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to call, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. But before we go on, Bob, I want you to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the International Forecaster. I get it. Of course, I read it twice a week when it comes in, 80 to 100 pages during the week, of course. Fascinating information, information you're not going to hear elsewhere, and explanations for so many of the things that are going on that just don't make sense. And unless you're a trained economist, why so much of what's going on doesn't make sense. Even if you are a trained economist, why most of them don't really understand what's going on. But Bob has a very good way of explaining this, so even people without an economic background can understand what's happening, and people who do not understand what's happening and make arrangements and preparation are going to lose probably everything they've spent their whole life working for. Bob, how can people get a copy of the International Forecaster and subscribe to it if they want to?
Well, it's about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. We have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those of you who are not on the Internet. And as Stan said, twice a week, we print 40 pages each time of what's going on. You can get a free introductory copy to going to one of our two sites, theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternational, forecaster.com, or www.intforecaster.com. That's intforecaster.com. If you want to email us with a question, we answer everyone. And that address is Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com. If you'd like to call in, toll free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. And so you have a number of ways of getting a copy. And if you like what you read, which is all the things you're not going to read or see in the major media, it's sort of a harvesting operation. And I guess we're pretty good at it. If you need that information, which you should need, and you're not going to get in any place else, then you want to be a subscriber.
All right, fine. Well, if you'd like to give us a call, I number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, if you have a question for Bob. Now, basically, Great Britain is bankrupt. Financially, it's bankrupt. The new premier over there is making a lot of cuts. One of the biggest things is in the sacred cow, socialized medicine, the hallmark of Great Britain, this great success story. The only trouble is they can't afford it. I mean, they have, you know, they, no young people coming along. Their birth rate is very low. An awful lot of older people retired, and they're living too long. So they're going to have to cut back, and they've already talked about beginning to shut down surgical units, shut down hospitals, or begin to restrict care for the elderly, the seriously ill and the dying, beginning to limit the number of hip replacements that can be done. Great Britain is taking drastic steps to cut back on expenditures for the free medical care. Oh, free medical care is wonderful. The only trouble is that it may be wonderful, but if you can't get it, it isn't worth very much. What's going on in Great Britain, Bob?
Well, as you described, it really is disastrous, and there's no way out for them. And as you know, it's one of the big two financial centers of the world, and I think, you know, they've had a little bit better go of it here in the last several months, but inflation's running around 3.2%, and they're going to have a heck of a time trying to keep it down. They're doing the austerity trick right now, and it can't last for very long because they're going to have to follow the lead of the U.S. if, in fact, the Fed does what we said we think they're going to do here shortly in regard to banking, lending, and liquidity. And I think that they're going to have to do the same thing. And I think Europe's going to have to follow. And if they don't follow, they're going to go into depression. It's pretty simple.
But if they do follow and we get inflation, eventually they'll have to cut back and go into deflation. They're just putting off the inevitable, aren't they?
That's right. That's exactly, and they know that because they planned it. What they're looking for is the best spot to pull the plug. Now, historically, what they've done is when they have attempted to do what they're doing, they have picked a point, and they've had another war, and they blame all of the economic problems on that war. A good example is World War II. I mean, the setup of all setups. And when I first went into counterintelligence, and I was told that the Japanese diplomatic code had been broken in 1937 by the British as well as the Americans, and they knew everything that the Japanese were doing, and they just let the Japanese come in and they lined the ships up for them in Pearl Harbor, and they just bombed them. We all know the story. They're going to do it again. I don't know what it'll be. Will it be attacking the Malvinas Islands off of Argentina? Will it be a war that starts between Colombia and Venezuela? Will it be Iran? Will it be Lebanon? I don't know. But I know it's coming.
Well, I will tell you that we have 100 warships in the Persian Gulf and just in the Arabian Sea there, just off the Persian Gulf. 100 American, and there may be some other NATO warships there. Why would you have 100 warships over there in the Persian Gulf? Now, this is the first time I've actually seen any figures on this. Totally blacked out on the Internet, totally blacked out by the major media. 100 warships there are prepared for war with Iran. Is it coming? I don't know. But, of course, I think there's an excellent chance that it's coming because if you read the media, why, of course, you see over and over again, oh, shucks, we just have no alternative. We're just going to have to go to war and stop those crazy Iranians. They want to get a nuclear bomb. Well, we don't know whether they really want to or not. They claim they don't. And certainly, would our leaders lie to us because they wanted a war? Absolutely. Every one of the wars we've got into has been totally contrived, and I fear the next one will be totally contrived as well. and pray for the people who are going to be killed. The Muslim people are going to be killed, and the Christians. Remember, of course, we went into Iraq because we wanted, of course, to bring peace to the people there and stability, get rid of the wicked Saddam Hussein. And what was the direct result? We've driven almost every Christian out of Iraq. Before, they were 10% of the population. Now they're down to 1% or 2%. Now that the heroic American forces have gone into Iraq, we've driven the Christians out. Gee, I wonder why we would have done that. Well, let's go to Ron, who's calling us from Tri-Cities up in Washington. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, but perhaps to answer the question why we drove the Christians out of Iraq. You remember when President Barack Obama was speaking at Notre Dame and he demanded they cover the cross behind him? Do you remember when Barack Obama, of course, celebrated the Gay and Lesbian Day there in the White House a week? But, of course, he wanted to do away with the day of prayer for the Christians here in the United States. Could there perhaps be an anti-Christian bias somewhere in government today? Or maybe in the people who are behind Barack Obama who tell him what to do? Well, hi, Ron. How are you doing?
Well, Dr. Sand, I did have a question about this Internet Protection Act, which is, of course, giving Obama and all the presidents just total authority to shut down the Internet for 4 months. That's one of the things that concerns me. And as far as anti-Christian bias, I think we have an anti-Christian bias in the mainstream church.
All right. Do you have any thoughts on the Internet Protection Act there, Bob?
Yes, I do. And if they try to implement it, they're going to have an outcry from the entire world. And I think they're going to take on more than they bargained for. And one of the reasons for that reaction coming is because the message that goes out on this program and many, many like it and in the Internet is getting all over the world. We have subscribers everywhere, and they tell us, look, the people are starting to understand. They know that their leaders are trying to sell them down the river, so to speak. And if they try to do something with the Internet, or if they try to impose world government, there'll be revolutions in every country in the world.
And I think, Ron, basically we still have radio stations like the one you're listening to up there in Tri-Cities. We still have shortwave, and you should have a good shortwave. You may even want to get a satellite. We actually have 24-hour satellite broadcasting of Radio Liberty and our good friend Joyce Riley. So there are other alternatives. Let's hope and pray that they don't shut down the Internet. But the last thing that people, the Brotherhood of Darkness, want is for the people to learn the truth, to learn that we have a one-party political system, and they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government, which is why we have troops in 135 nations and 720 foreign military bases. But they can't tell the American people about the American empire. Anything else, Ron?
Well, I just a comment. The big lie works, but it works if you've got big liars, and we certainly do in the political realm. And it works if you've got constant repetition, and the media does an excellent job of continually repeating it as a sounding board. And it also requires the suppression of any type of alternative source of information. And that's why I think that they're so hostile to the Internet, because it's so independent. And one other thing, you said something, free medicine is fine, free medical care is fine, as long as you can get it. Well, I don't always agree with that, because I don't want to get an H1N1 flu shot, even if they want to give me one.
You're absolutely right. I said that with tongue-in-cheek.
All right. Well, Dr. Sand, Bob, keep up the good work.
God bless. Thanks very much. That was Ron calling from Tri-Cities. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It reminds me of the old story about a fellow went into the butcher shop, and he wanted roast beef was. And the butcher says, well, it's $4 a pound. And a fellow says, well, that's ridiculous. I mean, you can cross the street, you can get it for $2 a pound. The butcher says, why don't you go over there? And he says, fellow, he doesn't have any beef. but it's only $2 a pound if he had it. Well, free medical care is wonderful, but what happens when you can't get it? Ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing free in this world that's worthwhile. And when the government gives you something, the government can take it away. That's what's happening here in America. They do have the death panels. They were not in the Obama health care bill. President Obama was telling us the truth. They were in the stimulus bill. And there is Dr. Zeke Emanuel heading this commission, the death commission. He's the doctor who actually says we should do away with the Hippocratic Oath and think about what's important about society rather than about patients. Doctors should not be concerned about these ideals of taking care of patients. What's good for society, and the best thing for society is for the elderly to die off, then there'll be more money for the politicians. And, of course, physicians like Dr. Zeke Emanuel. Well, Bob, certainly let's go on and talk a little bit about what's happening here. Certainly the market looks like it's doing pretty well. They've knocked gold and silver down here over the last week or so. Gold was, about 1190 somewhere in there.
Right. It's in the 1180s right now. And we've just gone through tomorrow another gold and silver option expiration, and the manipulation going into that is very, very obvious to the CFTC, but being part of the government, they don't do anything about it. And so that exercise by the commercials, as they're called, which are the big banks, Morgan, Goldman, etc., that'll be over tomorrow. There are two or three other expirations in GLD and SLV, but they're not as consequential because the leverage is nowhere the same. And so we're going to see that, and we're seeing a great change in the net short position of those banks. They don't want to be short anymore, and that tells me that they think gold is going up. And
let me, for our listeners, the options basically are where you want to gamble in the price of gold. You think its price is going to go up? Well, the game is actually, of course, fixed so that you, they win, you lose. So just before the closure of the option comes, they drop the price of gold and they drop the price of silver. So you lose and they make money. And then, of course, after the option is closed, then the price goes back up again. That's pretty well how they play the game. If you watch it months after month, you'll realize, of course, it's all rigged. And once you understand it's rigged, it all begins to make sense. But, of course, Bob is suggesting now, of course, they're getting out. The big boys are getting out of their short positions that they've used to drive the prices down. And he thinks the prices are going to go up. Where do you think they're going to go? How soon do you think they'll go up this year or next year or what?
Well, I think the prices could very easily on gold move up to $16.50. Which is $400-$500 away, and I think that's very doable before the end of the year. But it could go higher than that. It all depends on what happens. And you know, we just simply cannot know exactly what's going to happen. And that's why I tell people it's a long-term investment. It's to protect your assets. You don't look at it every day. You don't care about it. You know where it is. And you just sit there and you wait. And gold and silver are going higher, and they're not going to be able to stop them.
Well, now, somebody had to ask, you know, do you think that the renewed lending by the banks can overcome the massive wealth and credit liquidation and contraction that's been going on for the last couple of years? In other words, if we start lending now, can we make up for all the money that's been simply disappeared over the last 2 years?
I couldn't hear you. What did you say?
Well, basically, somebody had asked if, you know, with this new lending by the banks going to start lending again, can that overcome the massive wealth and credit liquidation and contraction of the money supply that's been taking place over the last 2 years? Can they counteract that simply by increasing lending now?
Yes, they can.
Okay, fine. We'll be back in just a moment. Our special guest this evening, Bob Chapman, will be right back. Well, Bob, you go right ahead, Sydney.
I think they're in the process of getting ready to do that, and with the plan, I think that they.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
In the world today, there's no way we can ever pay off our debts, but Bob thinks we may have a couple of years reprieve, although there will be inflation down the line and now 6 months to a year. Anyway, Bob, God bless. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, and thank you all for listening.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much. Well, our guest has been, of course, Bob Chapman. Hope you enjoy it. We have a great program this next hour. If you have an opportunity, you can always listen on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com, and we're going to be talking to a minister who has a television ministry that goes into Iran every day. And you're going to learn a lot about Iran that you'll never get through the controlled media. The media in America is controlled. Did you know there are 100 warships now sitting in the Persian Gulf and the Arabian Sea waiting for the coming attack on Iran? Is it coming? I don't know, but everything would suggest that they're planning on a war. Why would you put 100 ships? You realize there may be 15 ships in a carrier group, and we've got maybe 4 carrier groups. I don't know what all the other ships are over there. But really, we may well be on the verge of war, and the average American has no idea. It's like December 6, 1941. Nobody realized what was going to happen on December 7th. Suddenly, it's like September 10th, 2001. Nobody had any idea. The world would change forever the following day. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there in the listening audience and you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. Let me suggest some things that we have that you really need to understand. I said that if you want to know how they're destroying the lives of our children and our elderly, you need to hear my talk on the specter haunting America. Talk we gave last October at our yearly annual Radio Liberty Conference, The Specter Haunting America. Why are so many children autistic? 1 in 65 American boys is now autistic today. You don't see that in children who are not vaccinated. Certainly, 1 in every 9 children has asthma. 1 in 11 or 12 children has severe allergies. You don't see that in children who aren't vaccinated. Why do we have such an explosion of autoimmune disease? Why do we have such an increase, dramatic increase, in Parkinson's disease, sometimes in people who are 40 years old? It used to be a disease of older people. Alzheimer's disease increasing, dementia increasing. Why is it happening? Why, CDC says that they have no idea, but they can guarantee it's not from vaccinations, but they're lying, because we have their secret document, the Southwood Report. They classified it TARP secret. It's available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's the Southwood Report. Read it and weep as these people say, well, we're not going to give this, these vaccinations to our kids, but how are we going to keep the public from learning the truth? How are we going to keep the public from learning the truth? Ladies and gentlemen, they're destroying our kids. You've got to be terribly evil to do something like that. But there's so many things going on. You need to hear my talk on population control. Planned population reduction is the best one, and then you can get a free copy of my monograph on the population control agenda if you just get any of the other items. We have some great new DVDs from Alex Jones. Loose Chains, the final cut. Police State number 4, Police State 4, and then, of course, we have the Invisible Empire. The Invisible Empire. We actually have Catherine Albeck's excellent DVD on the Surveillance Society. There's so much. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs, but look at the DVDs, the books we have. You're not going to find a list of things like this any other place. You need to get the information. You need to help us get the information out. Get other people listening to our program. And, of course, remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. And our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs the next hour there on the Internet. And then please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening is Reverend Hermos Shariat, and he is a minister in the San Jose area, but he has a television ministry in Iran, and through the miracle of television, he's able to broadcast into Iran. Of course, he comes from Iran. He understands the people there, and of course, this is predominantly a Muslim country, but exciting things are happening as far as the spread of the Christian faith within the Muslim world, at least within Iran. So with that as the background, thank you very much for being with us this evening.
Thank you for inviting me, Dr. Stan.
I want you to just go ahead. You tell our listeners a little bit about who you are, how you came to be a Christian, and then, of course, what your ministry is accomplishing over there and how you're reaching the Iranian people. The information we're not getting here. We have no idea what's really going on in Iran. You pick up the story.
Yes, well, let me share a little bit about myself. I'm a Muslim background believer. I was born in Iran. I was pretty I would say strong Muslim for most of my young life. And then when the revolution in Iran in 79 happened, I was there with my wife on the streets of Tehran shouting, death to America, you know, and of course, we have changed our mind since then. I pray God bless America right now. But we were Muslims, and we wanted to, at that time, I came to a question in my own personal life. I was kind of confused. I said, this Islam is so powerful. It kicked out Shah. It defeated the superpower USA. But personally, this religion, Islam, has not done anything for me. I don't have peace. I don't have joy. I can't say I have a personal relationship with God. So I was confused. Is Islam true or not? Personally, it wasn't true. But when I looked at the politics and how it had overcome the superpowers, I said it must be true. So as a researcher, I was a PhD student at the University of Southern California. And I said, I'm a researcher. I should have an open mind. Why don't I just study and see where the truth is? And I'm an open-minded person. I'm a right heart, and I should be able to find God. So I got a Quran first. I said, Islam is the last religion, is the best religion, and I should have another look at it. So I read the Quran one more time, this time more like a researcher. And then I said, still I feel empty. I still, life is meaningless, and I don't have a personal relationship with God. Maybe religion is not for me. Maybe religion is God out there, but nothing personal. But something in me said, if you think you're a good researcher, you have to read other books before you make a decision. And probably out of my own pride, you know, as a researcher, I picked up a Bible. So I could tell others, yeah, I've read Quran, I've read Old Testament, I've read New Testament. I didn't expect to find anything new in the Bible. I said that Quran is the ultimate book, has everything in it. And I read Genesis, and I jumped to Matthew. But when I started reading Matthew, I realized I'm reading things I've never read anywhere else. I mean, there is nothing like that in Quran. Sermon on the Mount is so beautiful, and the Quran doesn't have anything close to that. So I started a journey asking questions. Is Islam true? Is Christianity true? Before that, I thought, well, all religions are the same, you know, they're all good. But the more I studied Quran and the more I studied the Bible, I realized they don't match. And both cannot be true at the same time. Anyway, I had a few months of struggle. By the way, I was getting, you know, me and my wife were getting divorced, and we couldn't get along. And but during those days, the Lord came, and one day I realized faith is so simple. And Jesus says, come to me, you know, ask of me and invite me. So I just prayed one day. I said, Jesus, if you're the truth, I want to know you. And my life started changing starting that day. And We didn't go through a divorce. The Lord healed our marriage. I saw personal transformation. I felt peace, joy. I felt the presence of God. I saw myself change. I saw our marriage change. So I got excited. I said, this Jesus is not just a religion. He does transformation. And my friends and my family
members. Hold that thought.
Yes.
But that really is true, and certainly when you give yourself your life to the Lord, why, your life is transformed, and it's never the same after that. So you go ahead, pick up the story. Go right ahead.
Okay, yeah. So I said, if I keep this thing, this faith, to myself, I would be a very selfish person. It's like, you know, everybody would have cancer, and then I found out the cure to cancer. Would I keep that to myself? That's selfish. And this is greater than a cure to cancer. This is cure to a spiritual cancer, you know. So I said, I need to share that. I started sharing that with my friends and family. Of course, I was rejected and insulted in the beginning. But gradually, people came to Christ one by one. And that's how we started the church. I graduated with PhD from University of Southern California, moved to San Jose and started praying, God, give us some Muslims. I want to share this life-changing message with other Muslims. And Muslims came to Christ one by one, and we planted several churches in Northern California. And then satellite, right after September 11, satellite television opened up, and we bought 1 hour per week on satellite television. And first, they didn't want to sell us any time. The secular television channel said, you know, Iranians are tired of religion. They wouldn't like your program. I said, just give us a chance. And eventually, they gave us an hour. And when we were on the air, live into Iran, broadcasting to Iran, the switchboard was lit. So many calls came in, and even the station manager was amazed at the response we got. So it proved that Iranian Muslims are very hungry spiritually and very open to Christ. And since then, God knows, but we have over 40,000 registered salvation. There are probably over 250,000 salvations who didn't call us, because for everyone who calls us, probably there are 10 who don't call us. So the broadcasts go every day. We get the phone calls every day. And one thing people do not know, and here I am to tell, because you don't hear that in the news, that Iran is an open country to Jesus Christ. This is the greatest opportunity ever in an Islamic country, and that's Iran. And I'm here to share more. Would you like to hear more?
Well, I certainly would, and we're going to have to wait until we just bring all of our stations back on board here. But I think it's really amazing, the fact that here is a country that, you know, we know so little about, and yet it's open to the gospel. And it's a Muslim country, and yet it is open to the Christian faith. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess, of course, is Reverend Hormuz Sharat, and we're talking about, how would I pronounce your last name?
Shariat.
Okay, doctor. But anyway, of course, Dr. Shariat, and we're talking about Iran. Most Americans don't understand that in Iran, why the country is much more open to the gospel. It's a Muslim country. Certainly the leaders of the country totally disapprove of the Christian faith. You know, and as far as the leaders of the country are concerned, why, this is you convert to Christianity, you're an apostate, and you can be executed for that. But among the people, it's not that total dedication to the fanatical dedication to the Muslim faith that we see in many other Muslim countries. So basically, of course, Dr. Shariat is saying that probably they have over 40,000 people who have called them and told them they've had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ because of his television messages. He thinks this number may be 10 times that, because a lot of people would be afraid to call because the government, the Revolutionary Guard over there, certainly watches everything, watches people, and they're doing everything they can to block his television programs from getting in there. So why don't you tell us about what happens when they try to block your message getting it on television?
Well, they cannot do that because it's a satellite broadcast coming from the sky, and most Iranian families own a satellite dish. Even though it's illegal, Iranians are so eager to hear news and programming from outside Iran that they all have invested in a satellite dish. The government can jam signals locally, like they have raised towers in the city of Tehran, and some neighborhoods do not receive our programs, but most of Iran receive that. And, you know, Iran is the only country led by clergy for over 30 years. Other Muslim countries, many of them, they're moving towards Islam because people are saying, our government is not Islamic enough. Our problem is that we haven't dedicated our lives to Islam enough. So, they would say, if our government were Islamic, we would be in a better shape. And here Iranians are telling them, hey, guys, we have tried this for 30 years. We implemented Islam in our country for 30 years, and it hasn't worked. It hasn't worked for us personally. I just remember somebody called on our live program, and he said, you know, I've been watching your program, and I'm calling to pray to receive Christ on the air so everybody will know. And I asked him, do you know what you're doing? He said, yeah, I've studied. I'm an educated man. And I'm telling you, I have sincerely tried Islam in my life, and it hasn't done anything good for me, anything for my family, and anything good for my society. There is prostitution, there is drug addiction, there is suicide. Iran is on top in any of these categories. So he said, I've come to conclusion, Islam is not the answer. Islam is the problem. And he prayed on the air to receive Christ. And that's a typical of a Muslim in Iran. They're taking that journey of faith, proving to themselves that Islam has not and does not work. And they want a personal relationship with God.
And, of course, really it's exciting to know that this is going on over there. Now, my understanding is that there's an awful lot of young people over there that really certainly don't support the Islamic government, the radical mullahs over there. What part of the, what percentage of the country do you think actually supports the mullahs?
Well, the young people in Iran, 70% are under 30 years old. I mean, if you go on the streets of Tehran, you will see crowds of young people walking on the streets, and they have no hope in their lives. They have over 40% of them have no jobs, no future. There's depression and suicide. And so the young people in Iran especially are turning against Islam. Last year, after election, you saw this on the news. You saw millions of people on the streets demonstrating against the government. You know, when they're on the streets, in Iran, government and Islam are the same. Islam is the government, and government is Islam. So when they're on the streets shouting against the government, they're practically and actually shouting and demonstrating against Islam. I've seen the people of Iran coming through this journey of faith, and I, as I read the blogs, as I read the secular writings, I can see they have rejected Islam in their own heart. It doesn't necessarily mean that they come to Christ, but it is our job to present them with a clear presentation of the gospel. And many of them, once they understand the true meaning of the gospel, they fall in love with Jesus so much that they're not afraid. They say, we are ready to die even for our new faith in Jesus.
Well, I wish that more people in this country felt that strongly about it. And basically, yes. Of course, what we're seeing, I think, throughout the world is people are looking and seeing, for instance, the people in Turkey, and the people in Turkey, you know, certainly have seen the society that's there. They're unhappy with it. And many of them, of course, have embraced this radical form of Islamic faith. In fact, Turkey is turning increasingly away from the secular society. They want something to believe in. Unfortunately, they picked the wrong religion, and I think there's going to be terrible consequences down the line as they are radicalizing Turkey and bringing it actually into an alignment with the radical mullahs there in Iran. Would you say that probably 70 or 80% of the people there in Iran don't support the government, or would that be an exaggeration?
No, I think that's an underestimate. If you ask the people inside the country, they give you a higher number. I was talking to some people, and they were telling me, Pastor Mos, don't think we are lying. When we share the gospel with 10 people, 7, 8 of them come to Christ, and that's the hunger in Iran, and we are not exaggerating. It's a funny thing, I was talking to several of them, and they were sharing things like that, and I asked a third one, you tell me about your evangelism experience. He said, you know, Pastor Mos, I'm frustrated. I said, what? Everybody is giving me all these great stories, and you say you're frustrated. Tell me, why are you frustrated? And he said, you know, you have taught us how to share the gospel. You have taught us a class on how to share the gospel with nice outline and nice illustrations. My frustration is that I never get to finish it. All those beautiful illustrations you give us, when I start sharing the gospel, these Muslims come to faith in the middle of my presentation. They never let me finish it. That was his frustration, that people come to Christ too fast.
Well, I just hope it's a lasting thing. And, of course, is there access to the Bible over there? Can people get the Bibles? Are they readily available, or do they have to be smuggled in, or what?
No, the Bible is illegal in Iran to print and even illegal to carry. Some people have been arrested just by... because they were carrying a New Testament. And so there is a scarcity of Bible in Iran. People, even our viewers who call us, we cannot give everyone. We are doing our best to get Bibles in Iran and give them to the hands of these people. But let me share you a story of the hunger. this lady called after a live program, and she was, I was just enjoying talking to her. She was quoting scripture in every subject that we talked. We talked about persecution, and in 3 minutes she gave such a beautiful biblical perspective of the benefits of persecution. Anyway, after 15, 20 minutes of talk, and I was enjoying, I said, this lady is like an elder in her maturity. I said, okay, now why did you call? And she said, I called because I don't have a Bible. I want a Bible. I said, lady, you're quoting scriptures. So many of them you're memorized. Why do you say you don't have a Bible? How did you get those scriptures? And she said, you know, when I watch your program, I jot down every verse that you use in your sermons. And I go and memorize them. I have a handwritten notebook full of these verses that I've memorized. This is the hunger in Iran. No Bible, but they value each verse that we share on television.
And here in America, of course, we have ready access to Bibles. We have ready access to all sorts of ministries. And yet, of course, in many respects, our churches are sort of dead here, you know. Because everything is so good, you know, and it's all about entertainment and, you know, and just feeling good about yourself. And the whole idea that we're all sinners, that we need a Savior, the importance of Christianity and the validity of the Scriptures and how to actually debate this with the atheists. The average Christian really is incapable of doing that because he doesn't understand, you know, the foundation of the Scriptures. And of course, faith comes by hearing and hearing from the Word of God. Well, certainly this must be a very, very exciting thing for you to be able to reach so many people over there. And, of course, but what happens to somebody if they are arrested by the government for having being professed Christian? And can they be in serious trouble in this Muslim nation?
Yes, they can be in serious trouble. If a Muslim comes to Christ, again, as I've shared, it's not the family that persecutes them. And unlike other Islamic countries, like, you know, Egypt, I was talking to a pastor in Egypt, if somebody comes to Christ, it's usually the family members who persecute him, even kill sons and daughters who come to Christ. And even if the family doesn't, eventually the neighbors get together and form a gang and they kill their person. So they have to flee from their own neighborhood, not in Iran. In Iran, it's not the family, it's the government. So the main danger is the government, if the government finds out that you're a Christian, because they feel every person who comes to Christ and leaves the Islamic faith, the government feels that the political power has been weakened. You know, coming to Christ is not just a spiritual decision. In the eyes of the government, it's a political decision. Because the person is kind of saying, I don't agree with Islam, and I don't agree with Islamic government. Even though I do not speak politics in our program, I do not attack the government, I do not attack Islam, but the government of Iran looks at me as a political activist, even though I'm not.
Well, but you are doing the most subversive thing, and that is preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to people who are hungry and looking for alternatives. And I think, of course, it is the answer. It's the only thing that's going to change the lives of people. Without a mass revival in your country, in Iran, or mass revival here, I don't think certainly America can survive without God. And yet we're doing everything we can to take him out of our society. If you'd like to, give us a call. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, Sydney, now you mentioned...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available.
Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I'm wondering about, I've heard you talk about the government officials who do this terrible persecution to the Church of Jesus Christ in your country. And my question is, what happens when one of these government officials who are so antagonistic to the church converts and becomes a Christian? Do they, how are they able to become one now with the church that they've persecuted?
Yes. We have had several reports of some government officials, like judges, come to Christ. And what they do is they eventually change jobs. If they are in a position to persecute Christians, they have to change jobs. But there are some who come to Christ. Some try to stay. I remember a story of one person was sharing. He said, I was arrested for distributing Bibles, and they took me to the court. And after, you know, they told me about my offenses, then the judge told me, you come in front. So I went there, and he whispered to me. He said, you know, I'm a Christian also, and I will let you go. And so the judge let me go, and he said, be careful not to be arrested again. But sometimes even a judge or a higher government official comes to Christ, it's very hard there. You cannot, if they find out you as a government official have change your religion and you've become a Christian, you're in definite problem. Even death is definite.
And what is, Mario, the thing is... That, go ahead, Mario.
Well, then it sounds like you're saying then once they such a government official converts to Christ, they'll be more accepted by the church that they persecuted than by the government they were working for to persecute them.
Well, certainly they're in a very, very dangerous position, and the only real allies they have are the Christians, but certainly some people have to work within the system. I'm sure we've got a lot of people working within our system here who don't agree with it, but they work within it. It's a job. Anyway, anything else you want to say, Mario, before we let you go?
Well, that's good. Thank you.
God bless. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And most people really don't understand Iran. It's a very wealthy country. They've got great oil supplies over there, and they've got a lot of very, very productive people. But certainly the mishandling by the mullahs of the wealth of the country and putting so much into military preparedness. I'm sure this is a big factor, and now, of course, the sanctions are going to have an impact. But is China still trading with Iran despite the sanctions? Do you know?
Yes, China and Russia are the practically and is Iran's allies. You know, they do a lot of oil, cheap oil. China and Russia are receiving from Iran, so that's why they have been supporting it until this point. China, and now recently, Turkey and Brazil are becoming allies to the government of Iran.
Now, do you have any idea whether they're really trying to build a nuclear weapon, or is this simply for nuclear power, which is a very logical thing, enrich uranium so you can have nuclear power so that you can have adequate electricity? You cannot be a great nation unless you have plenty of electricity. Of course, here in the United States, they're doing everything they can to prevent us from using nuclear power, to prevent us from really having adequate electricity. They're tearing out dams. They're doing everything they can to really deindustrialize America. But as far as Iran is concerned, do you have any thoughts or any way of knowing whether they're really trying to build a bomb, or this is all thing being used simply as a vehicle to create them as an enemy of the West?
Well, all the evidence shows that they are building the nuclear bomb, and it's to their benefit. It stabilizes the government, it fends off all the enemies, and they have built the missiles that can reach Europe, and very soon they will build missiles that can reach USA. Now the question is, what are you going to put on those missiles? Why are you putting so much money in building missiles if just to launch just one bomb? If you don't plan to use atomic bombs on those missiles, why go through all these expenses of having ballistic missiles? So In Islam, lying for the cause of your faith is allowed. So you cannot trust the government when they lie for the sake of their faith of Islam, advancement of Islam.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here, and give us a call if you have a question.
From the mountains.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Of course, our guest is Dr. Sharif, and we're talking about certainly his ministry in Iran. Now, are there other Iranian ministers who are actually on television, or are you sort of the lone voice for Christianity there in Iran today, coming in by television?
Well, there are other pastors also, but we were the first one going on television satellite right after September 11, and we started with 1 hour. It grew, and then with partnership with others, we went to have 24/7 Christian channel broadcast, and that's with in partnership with other ministries, with other pastors. So there are others who are doing this also along with us.
And so basically then, of course, the people have their satellite dishes. Now, does the government try to keep people from having satellite dishes, or are there just too many people with them?
Well, there's too many people with them, and of course, on the paper, owning a satellite dish is illegal. And they have tried several times to enforce that law. Like 2 years ago, they went many neighborhoods in Tehran and confiscated all these satellite dishes, and they had to pay fines. But two things. But one is that there's so many, and who's importing all these? You know, hundreds of thousands of satellite dishes are in Iran. Who is bringing them in? So it is the government people themselves as a business who are importing this. And second, when they confiscated these satellite dishes, you could buy them back next day on the street. So it was a business. But for the last 2 years, they're pretty much given up on confiscating satellite dishes because there's so many of them. Even government.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Special guest tonight is Dr. Sharif, and we're talking about the ministry into Iran today, which is really wide open for the Christian gospel. It's really an amazing story. Now, television is a wonderful means of reaching people. Television can be a terrible curse. It's being used here in America to destroy the moral fabric of our society, but it also can be used to bring the word of God, and certainly some of our ministers are doing a wonderful, wonderful job here in America. But here's an entirely different ministry. And, of course, it is aimed at the Muslims of Iran. Now, would you like to get out your website and tell people how they could reach your ministry, learn more about it?
Sure. I would love to invite people to join us. This is a great opportunity to impact the nation for Christ. I mean, there are not many people know about the great spiritual opportunity in Iran. So anybody who joins and comes and serves with us, we're going to be pleasantly amazed of whatever you do, you will get such a great result. So I invite people, come and join us. And the task is so great that we cannot do it alone. The opportunity is so great that I'm inviting pastors and churches, individuals. Let us do it together. This is a unique opportunity to change the destiny of a nation. So you can go to our website. That's www.IranAliveMinistries.org. It's one word, IranAliveMinistries.org. And you can find more information there, and please contact me, talk to me. We can partner in many ways. We can have people helping us with our technical television, you know, internet, or partner with us with prayer and finances. But this is a unique opportunity to change a Muslim nation for Christ. You know, Dr. Stan, did you know Jeremiah 49 talks about that God says, I will establish my throne in Elam. You know, Elam is the land east of Euphrates, which is today's Iran. And God promises in Jeremiah 49 at the end that he says, I will establish my throne. Big thing, big promise in Iran. So I believe Iran will eventually be a Christian country. But we Christians have to wake up and take advantage of this open window of opportunity. Iranians are hungry. Let us give them the opportunity to come to Christ, share the gospel. They're desperate. They will devour all these, you know, programs. When we share the gospel, you have to be here to hear the phone calls and the desperate calls we have to pray to receive Christ. Let's have compassion on Muslims and share the gospel with them.
And remember, ladies and gentlemen, these people, when they're calling long distance, are leaving themselves open to being monitored by the Revolutionary Guard. This is the secret police of Iran today. And they're risking their lives, literally, by calling and yet desperate for the opportunity of salvation. And something we take for granted here in the United States. Well, if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888, that's 888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. Is there a telephone number at all that you want to give out? It's people just better just go to your website.
Yes, our telephone number is 408-732-5050. 408-732-5050. We would love to hear from you. One thing Americans are not aware of, they think, okay, they're back other side of the world, there is this conflict, and it's not going to affect us. But I want to tell you, any event, any attack of like Israel on Iran, any day, it will affect America. You know how? Did you know that 42% of the oil consumption goes through the Persian Gulf? And goes through Strait of Hormuz, the same name as mine, and it's just 21 miles wide. And the government of Iran has said, if we are attacked, we're going to stop the oil. And what if 42% of the oil in Iran, in the world were stopped? Don't you think the price of oil would go three times overnight to $10, $12 a gallon? Don't you think that will affect America? Islam cannot be ignored. They want to take over the world, and anything that happens will affect the United States. And every day or every week, you hear in the news, if you're careful, you see what happened in Fort Hood and the Christmas Day bomber and this the terrorists that are arrested, the New York bomber. So things are happening in the U.S., and Islam is not going to go away. I make a wake-up call for Americans, not just go to overseas and share the gospel with Iranians, but just to protect yourself in America. You have to share the gospel. It's just like the Old Testament. God wanted the Jews to go and share the gospel with the other countries, and they didn't. What happened was they found Babylonians and Assyrians at their door and coming and take them to captives, and that's what's happening in America. If you don't go, they will come.
And I'm sure that's really very, very true. And I think that people have to be aware of the fact that the only thing that's going to solve the problems of the world is the gospel of Jesus Christ. I mean, it's just that simple. I mean, there is no other alternatives. You know, we either will be ruled by God or we'll be ruled by tyrants, one or the other. It's either the Bible or the bayonet, somebody once said. And I believe that is entirely true. So if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, wire telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. How do the people in Iran feel? Do you have any feel? Are they aware of the fact that there really is a threat of a war? Are they aware of the fact that there are 100 NATO and American ships there in the Persian Gulf and in the Arabian Sea? Something we never read about in the media here. But are they aware of the fact that there is really a very real possibility of war?
Yes, they do. They are. That's the fear in Iran, and there is a country familiar with fear because the spirit of Islam is fear. So they live in fear. Fear of Islam, fear of Allah, fear of being attacked. Fear is the thumbprint of Islam, and Iranians are afraid. They know they are in the immediate danger. And I, as a presenter of the gospel, I share this. When you read Jeremiah 49. At the end, I told you about that God says, I will set my throne in Iran. But the verses before that, it talks about a terrible killing. And I believe there is going to be a terrible war and killing, according to the Bible, in Iran. So I warn my countrymen, I warn Iranians that there is going to be a war. But at the same time, there is salvation. Come to Christ. And even U.S. Israel may attack even today or tomorrow, next month or next year. I mean, nobody knows, but we know eventually there is going to be a great war in Iran and many people are going to get killed. So I'm, as a minister of the gospel, according to the Bible, I give them the warning. I give them the future as it is told in the Bible, and I invite them to come and receive Christ. And praise the Lord, many of them do.
Well, I'm really so glad they do. And, Chris, we try to get this word out here in the United States that the war, I believe a war is coming, exactly as you do. I don't know when it's going to be. It could be, as you say, today, tomorrow, 6 months from now, a year from now. I fear that it's going to be sooner than later, or we're only going to be able to wait and see. But, ladies and gentlemen, they actually have 100 warships, ships of war, American and NATO ships. They're in the Persian Gulf and they're in the Arabian Sea. What do you think they have a flotilla there for? Just to enjoy the summer in Arabia? Well, let's go to Tony, who's calling us, I guess, from Soquel, or he's perhaps calling from San Jose. Hi, Tony. How are you doing?
Oh, good evening. I'm hanging in there.
Oh, it's good to hear from you.
Well, I've got a short comment and then a question. In my short time of being a Christian, about 33 years now, I've only known one Iranian Christian, and that was about 1980, and he was the most wonderful and beautiful Christian person I'd ever known in my entire life. And then the very short time that I knew him, it was remarkable. And on the line of the Messianic Jews, when a Jew comes to his Messiah, they're just incredible people. But my question is for you is, what happens to the animosity between the Muslim and the Jew when a Muslim comes to Christ? How does that relationship, how does his feelings change to his former adversaries or the Jewish people? That's my question. I wonder if you'd comment on that.
Awesome. Great question, Tony.
I'm going to hang up and listen.
Okay. Yes. When a Muslim becomes a Christian, I've seen two things happen. One is that they start having the heart of the Lord towards all people, and so the hatred that's inherent in Islam, and they had it before they become a Christian, in them, it starts to dissolve. And sometimes you have to, as a pastor, I have to talk to them about it. Sometimes I've had people come to Christ in my church, and I ask them, and they said, we hate Israel. I said, why do you hate Israel? And they had no answer except that the spirit of Islam had put that in them. But what generally happens is that as a Christian, Muslim background believers, you start to get the heart of the Lord, which loves all nations. So we, as Muslim background believers, once we grow a little bit in the Lord, we come to love the Jews and the Gentiles, Arabs, Hindus, because the more you know the Lord, the more you realize his love for all nations. So the hatred against Israel will go away. I remember share this funny story. I was on the airplane one day going to Europe, and I had a gentleman by my side, and we started talking, and he was a Jew. And he asked me, so what do you do? And I answered him. I said, you know, my job is to turn your enemies to your friends. And he was shocked. He said, What is that? I said, I'm a pastor. I share the gospel with Muslims, because when Muslims come to Christ, they stop hating, not just the Jews, but anybody else. And, you know, knowing Jesus is knowing the source of love, and you stop hating because he says, love your enemies. And that's what we teach Muslims and Muslims who come to Christ.
And I think that, of course, the one unifying thing between people of all races, black, white, brown, yellow, red, and, you know, once you become a Christian, then these people become your brothers. And
that's right.
There's brotherly love between them. It just transforms your whole life and your whole outlook on the world. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And there is no solution for the problems over there in the Middle East other than the gospel of Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, I don't think it'll be spread widely enough, you know, here to prevent the coming war. But, you know, out of the horror of the war that I fear, and I really do fear that it lies close at hand, I'm hoping, of course, that more and more people will come to accept the Lord, and perhaps even a resurgence of Christianity here in the United States. Well, let's go to Barbara, who's calling us from Spokane. Oh, no, this is not from Spokane. This is a different Barbara. Hi, Barbara. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Dr. Sherry, I was wondering, and the women in Iran who come to know the Lord, do they continue to wear a burqa for safety's sake?
Yes, they do. They have to.
Okay.
Yes.
I was wondering, you know.
Well, no, I thought that a lot of women over there, you know, dressed in Western clothing, but is the burqa still widely used?
Well, it is. Of course, under the burqa, and Muslim and non-Muslims, if you go to a Muslim Iranian lady and they take off that burqa, you will find the latest fashion of Europe and U.S. under there, but they have to do that by law. And recently they have increased the penalty for, you know, if you paint your fingernail, if your hair is showing, if you're not covering yourself, you could go to jail and 60 lashes. I mean, they have increased the penalty just the last 2-3 weeks.
So basically then, well then, is it at home that when they took the burqa off, is the burqa then just worn when you're out in public? Is that it?
Yes, that's it, and it's called chador. It's a type of Iranian covering, and it's required by law. So if your hair is showing, you're breaking law, and you could be arrested.
Well, I think I think the women here in America should realize how fortunate they are. And it's an, even if you're an American, what happens if you're an American over there, or are you a foreigner in the country? Are you still required to abide by those rules?
Yes. Yes. There are some Americans there who are married to some Iranians and some Europeans, but they have to follow that law, like any other law. I mean, it's like traffic law or any legal law. You have to follow it. If you don't, you're breaking the law of the land, and you have to pay for it.
Okay, Barbara, does that answer your question?
It answers my question.
Do you have any other questions?
No, it's just the fact that we are so fortunate here, and I don't think we realize how fortunate we are, because these women are risking their lives, you know, over there, and we have it very, very easy here.
We sure do. Well, I think that may end up before very long, but it may take something like that to really get people to understand what's really important in the world. Barbara, okay. Thanks so very much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, fine. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. That's here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. And we live in such a different world here in the United States than they live over there. Unfortunately, we've turned against God. They take God, prayer, the Ten Commandments, the Bible out of our schools, and then we just wonder why we have moral anarchy. You need a basic foundation. But, of course, you don't need a foundation like they have in the Islamic nation. You need the foundation we used to have here where men fear God, and certainly that was the determinant. You did what was right according to God's commandment. And certainly, as we said earlier, you'll be ruled by God, or you'll be ruled by tyrants, you'll be ruled by the Bible, or you'll be ruled by the bayonet. And ladies and gentlemen, we're moving very rapidly, I fear, here towards the bayonet. Well, our job is to get the word out here, to get the job out in Iran. But I think that Dr. Sharif is doing a great job of getting the information out. And do you have any parting thoughts for our listeners tonight?
I just want to, number one, have compassion on Muslims. It's so easy to ignore them, to hate them, or fear them. You know, the goal of September 11 was to bring fear and maybe hatred in the U.S. So pray for Muslims, love them, join us, because there is an open door in Iran to break the walls of Islam and set the captives free. Have compassion on these people that God loves. 1.5 billion Muslims do not know the Lord, and it's our job to love them and share the gospel and many of them are desperately looking for somebody to share the good news with them. So let's pray for them and let's join together to have a breakthrough in Iran. God bless you.
All right. Well, thank you so very much for being with us. And our guest this evening has been Dr. Hamous Sharif, and we've enjoyed having him with us here at Radio Liberty. And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program here. Thank you so very much for being with us. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly I think this was a really a wonderful, heartwarming program this evening. I hope you enjoyed.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Time and ask Jesus Christ to come into your life and let him begin directing you, because we all have an ego and we don't want to give up control of things, but that's what it's going to take. And one day when you do that, you're going to find that your entire life will be transformed. Well, this is the time when, of course, we have to remind you my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection, because we want to keep our ministry, the 60 or some outlets we have every week, continuing, and we certainly are reaching people. We know in the parts of the country where we have a large listening audience, it is having an impact. And certainly this would be in Colorado and eastern Washington State, upstate New York, and in Michigan. And, of course, these areas were heard on a regular basis. And it is exciting to see how the people are beginning to take off and beginning to get things done on their own. And this is what we need, are individuals who really care about America, willing to take a stand. Now, as far as the coming war with Iran, I don't know when it's going to be. It could be could be tomorrow, it could be a month from now, it could be a year from now. But everything points to the fact it's going to be much sooner. I don't think we're going to put 100 naval ships, and I don't know whether some of them are NATO, some of them are other countries, but 100 naval ships in the Persian Gulf and the Arabian Sea and the Sea of Oman waiting for the coming war. And the average American has no idea what lies ahead. Make your preparations. If you haven't laid in a supply of food, if you haven't got yourself the Berkey water filters, you need alternative forms of health care, vitamins, minerals, the things that you need for your own health care. Certainly get your finances in shape, but the most important thing is make sure you have a personal relationship with our Lord, because that's the only thing that's going to get any of us through the very difficult times that lie ahead. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will want to get our talk on the specter haunting America. We hope you'll want to get our talks on vaccines, how they're destroying the lives of our children and children throughout the world intentionally. And one of the best sources of information is Mercury, Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. Mercury, Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda by Dr. Ayub. And you get that, you get a free CD-ROM in addition to the DVD. The CD-ROM has literally thousands of pages of government documents and other scientific documents that show that they know they're destroying the lives of our children. And that's why they're doing it. And certainly because we're vaccinating throughout the world with mercury-containing compounds that will destroy the fertility not only of this generation, but of future generations by simply turning the genetic switches off that allow fertility. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. That's Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda, a very important DVD, and CD-ROM comes free. And then, of course, Dr. Blaylock's excellent DVD, Vaccines and Brain Development. Vaccines and Brain Development. We have, of course, a four-tape set on population control. We have four tape sets on vaccines. Go up on the Internet and look at our newsletters on vaccinations. Look at our newsletters on the H1N1 vaccine fraud. And it was a fraud, and they lied to the American people, and they're still lying to the American people, because we've gone to the website, CDC website, and we'll give you the source of reference. And we have it that they tell one thing to the public and another thing to the insiders. Well, you're an insider when you read our newsletters, because you get the information we'll get elsewhere. Remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Certainly you can subscribe to our newsletter. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. We'd love to hear from you. And as they say, if you can't, not in a position to help us financially, then please pray for America. Pray for revival, because this is a spiritual battle. Pray for our leaders and pray for our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until next evening, tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 26 July 2010. You're in the right place. You are here at the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for caring about your world. Thank you for loving. That's right, loving, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's such an important thing that we understand that we were put here for one thing, and that is really to learn about our world, to love, to care, and to grow. And that's what we're all about at the Power Hour, and I do honor all of you, and thank you for joining us today. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope it wasn't too hot where you were. Lots going on in the world, and we want to cover it here for you at the Power Hour. So we thank you very much for joining us today. We're going to have some very interesting programs that I don't think you are going to want to miss today. Those of you who are unfortunately in the Gulf area, well, we need to cover what's happening with the Gulf and the chemicals. And so we're going to be talking again to Alice Shabakov. She's got some new information on BP, a lot happening with BP, changing at the helm today. The administration's going to be changing. We're going to talk about more about the toxic issue with the Gulf. In the third hour, we're going to be talking to Jordan Sekulow. Those of you who are familiar with his father, Jay Sekulow, they do an incredible job on television. Many of you have seen him on television. Justice and Law Center, well, we're going to have Jordan Sekulow joining us today. Their website is aclj.org. Many, many of you I know have watched them, and we're going to talk to them about the immigration issue. But in the first hour, you're going to get a treat today, because on Friday, I had a chance to meet a couple of the Power Hour listeners that are incredible people, like all of you are, but I just happened to meet these two. They came to the Power Hour on Friday. I met them, and what an amazing story they have, as well as talent. We're going to be joined by Mary Joyce Johnson today. She is the wife, of course. The husband's got to go off to work. But we're going to be joined by Mary Joyce Johnson. And I'm also, after this break, we're going to play, or no, it'll be after the 20-minute break, I'm going to play you a portion of a song sung by them. They're, what a talent. I mean, we have so much talent in our audience. It is just, we never need any guests, but we do that, I guess. Anyway, you're going to love listening to them, and their website will be posted so you can go and see their music also. So we've got lots to talk about today. If you have not heard, Walmart is going to tag its clothes. That's right. Remember, they started off with just the razors. Just razors. That's it. Just a trial. Well, it's going to close now. So we need to talk about what to do if you buy clothes at Walmart. Hopefully, we can all do without buying clothes at Walmart. But if you do, well, how can we handle this little situation? Also, North Korea, South Korea seem to be getting hotter all the time. South Korea says North Korea sank their ship. North Korea says it was a false flag operation. They didn't do it. United States says, let's get it on, so they're going to be doing some military maneuvers there that is only going to heat up that area. And taxes are going up. Taxes are going up. They're talking about it as if you have no choice. This is the way it's going to be. Too bad. So sad. Taxes are going up. Really? Maybe we ought to rethink this. Maybe the people do have a voice. And if you haven't heard, cancer around the Fort Detrick area, Fort Detrick, Maryland. People wanting to know why are their loved ones dying. And the big story, yes, WikiLeaks released the documents. Now, if you can get to WikiLeaks and see it, good luck. But unfortunately, so many people were trying to get there, it was pretty hard over the weekend to access any of those documents. So we'll talk about WikiLeaks and some of the information that was released. Not a whole lot has come through yet. It's not really all that impressive, but we will talk about it. I think it's going to get hotter as time goes on. We will be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today.
877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.